We're at Husker Harvest Days here on Thursday, and we're going to get an update on FFA in Nebraska as we talk with Stacy Agnew with the Nebraska FFA Foundation and also two of the state officers for Nebraska FFA, Blair Hartman from Imperial and Amanda Lambrecht from Blair. Stacy, we'll start with you first of all. Talk about some of the things you're doing here at Husker Harvest Days.
We have a tire auction that will be starting shortly in about half an hour that is sponsored by Titan Tire and Graham Tire that helps raise funds for the FFA Foundation. So we're excited and we're hoping the rain will slow down a little bit so we'll have a good turnout. But yeah, that's what we have going on today at Husker Harvest Days.
Just one of your many activities to help raise funds for FFA.
It is. We have several that have actually just been going on recently. We had a jacket campaign for our Blue Jacket Bright Futures program. And we've also are rolling out here shortly in a couple weeks the I Believe in the Future of Ag campaign. It's a way for donors to support their local FFA program through the Nebraska FFA Foundation.
Yeah, and that'll be in what, your third or fourth year?
It'll be in our fourth year. And it's raised a significant amount of dollars, well over $200,000 at that local level. And all those dollars go back to FFA chapters, and their donations made by local individuals. 100% of those donations go back. And so we're really happy to be able to support 158 chapters across the state through this program.
Yeah, and Brownfield and Learfield are proud to be a participant in that program. So let's talk to the FFA officers, Blair and Amanda. Blair, you're vice president from Southwest area?
Yes, Imperial is from the very southwest part of the state. We're about an hour southwest of Ogallala, Nebraska. And so I proudly come from the Imperial FFA chapter.
Yeah. Are you in college now or?
Yep, I'm a freshman at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. I'm majoring in agriculture education with the teaching option and considering throwing a minor of grain merchandising and marketing. So
there's a big demand for those ag teachers out there right now.
Yes, there is. We are on a very big shortage of ag teachers across the state with a growing number of FFA chapters wanting to start in Nebraska. We just don't have the ag teachers to start those chapters and provide those schools with the education part of the FFA organization.
So that's where you're leaning right now, that direction?
Right now, yep, I'm headed in that direction.
Okay. Amanda, how about you? Are you in school right now?
Yes, I am at UNL, and I'll be majoring in animal science with a minor in entrepreneurship and ag business. I would like to become a vet, so going that route towards the animals more so.
Okay. The veterinary program then, so you have to do what, a couple, 3 years of basic stuff before you go to the vet program? Or?
Yep, I'll have 4 years at UNL, and then they also have a 2+2 program with Iowa State, so I'll do 2 years if I get into the program at UNL, and then 2 years at Iowa State to get my DVM for to be a vet.
Well, talk about your participation in FFA and I guess some of the things you've gotten from the program. We'll start with you, Blair.
Well, I served on the Imperial FFA chapter's officer team for 2 years, and I was able to participate in a lot of different leadership skills events and career development events through my high school career. Some were marketing plan and Parley Pro. Both of those I've been honored to be able to compete at the national level in those. And I had a supervised agriculture experience project of raising beef cattle. And then my sister and I also own a business that sells hard candy suckers to our local concession stands. So that's how I kind of went through my high school FFA. I was involved in it for all 4 years of high school.
Great. And Amanda, how about you? What's FFA done for you?
Well, I've been involved in FFA for the past 4 years at my local chapter, the Blair chapter. My SAE was working on my family farm and then also at a local vet clinic, Red Barn in Oakland, Nebraska. Just doing the basic leaderships, doing a lot of the hands-on experiences too with the livestock has helped me build what I want to do in the future and given me those skills so I can pursue my dreams of being a veterinarian.
Now this, I believe in Ag, Future of Ag program, raising a lot of money for FFA chapters, and I know it's helped fund a lot of really good projects.
It has. We are definitely very thankful for the I Believe in the Future of Agriculture campaign and all the supporters of that and all this work that Stacy does to put into that campaign. It definitely helps all of our chapters across the state be as good as they are.
Yeah. Stacy might just finish up here with you, and how can people participate in the I Believe in the Future of Ag campaign?
Yeah, there's several different ways. They can go online to nefffafoundation.org, and they can identify which chapter they would like to give to. They can also contact their local FFA chapter, and the advisor or any FFA member can also, they can find a donation card, and they can donate that way as well.